first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show number 101.
Ooh. Yeah.
Exciting. Not as exciting as show 100 was. We don't have the little hooters.
I was going to say, I'm already missing that.
Yeah.
That's a good impression.
I wish we were in hooters.
But yeah, if I drink a few more of these, we will be in hooters soon. Joining me on the hooter today is Jerome Mundell.
Hello.
Joining me not on the hooter is James Staples.
Evening.
We've got Sean Miller.
Afternoon.
Dan Silver is AWOL at the moment, but he might turn up. So listen out to somebody talking about Spurs.
He's actually been pulled into a work meeting.
Oh,
it's not what was working in the way of getting in the pub and talking about football, do
they? I know. They scheduled a work meeting for me last week, didn't they?
We managed to get you out of it.
Yeah,
we managed to get you out of it.
Oh, well. Wasn't missing the 100th show.
You're here now, and that's what's exactly important.
And in fact, didn't someone tweet us saying they wish the show could have gone on for hours last week?
Yeah.
We did have to point out we have got day jobs.
It seemed like it did. Yeah.
It was a long show last
week.
Yeah, I did. Well, we're going to start with a slightly different feature and one that we've done before, probably about three or four times since we saw the show. And seeing as it is show 101, we're going to start with a bit of room 101. Guys, from the world of football, what would you like to banish to room 101?
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa, yeah.
We're reserve champions.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
Come on.
I just don't like Aston Villa.
I have to admit, whenever I see it's a Villa game on the Sky, my heart does sink a little.
That was last season. It's much better this season.
Is it really?
No, not really. I'm hoping it will get better sometime soon. Do you really think that, Tim?
No, I don't really think that. I was just trying to pick an argument, to be honest.
Why?
I just thought, yeah.
I'm not going to get angry like Dan Silver.
He's not a very nice man. Have you not learned this? We've done 101 shows. He's not pleasant at all. So, no, seriously, anybody, anything that you would like to get rid of, surely there's something, Jerome.
One thing.
Just one thing.
Diving, simulation, cheating, whatever you want to call it.
Why do you want to get rid of that?
Because it's just horrible. It's horrible.
I like it.
You get to see funny little JPEGs on the internet. People getting lassoed.
It's not even that, it's part of the game. It's games.
It's not part of the game.
No, it is now.
In 2012, yes, fair.
It's part of football. Like, it's not going to go anywhere. It's what people have bought.
That's like saying John Terry's part of football. I'd happily put him in room 101. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's there. I agree with you, Jay. I accept it's part of football, but at the same time, it's not something.
At the end of the day, if you get touched.
So, what are you saying? Are you just putting. Let's be specific about what you're trying to put in there.
Right.
Just diving. Or
just diving. Like, blatantly diving when you haven't been touched, Gareth.
But there's such a fine line between.
There isn't. If you've not been touched, there is.
Okay, there is. Because I think half the time, players have it in their heads. Right. Defender comes across me. I'm going to go. Like, this defender's going to clarify me. I'm going to be going down on the arse. Right?
Yeah.
I think. If the player gets touched or if they don't, they're going to do the same thing.
That's one thing. Another is actively looking for a penalty, like the likes of Danny Welbeck or Ashley Young have done.
Aston Villa, case in point, Aston Villa 1-1 in the FA Cup semi-final against Birmingham. Yeah, and
don't fool you like
seriously. But if someone does, Darren Bent goes down, he's touched very faintly, he doesn't need to go down, he goes down, gets a penalty, you go through to the cup final.
What I'm saying is,
would you take that as a victory, or would you rather that he didn't dive and you lose the game, and you lose the burn?
No,
I'm asking a question, let him answer the question.
It's
not a tough one. By what you're saying, if there's no diving, then you don't win that game.
Everyone's doing it,
I think
everyone's going to do it.
So, okay, if you take that, if someone needs, you've got to be completely black or completely white and say, right, absolutely no diving, like no one dives, and just the only way they'll get rid of it is if they just start giving out cards.
Punishments, yes, exactly.
I'll tell you something, Jim's sounding like a Serbia fan with those.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But no, I have to say, if, imagine 1999 Champions League final, 1-1, corner comes in and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer punches it into the goal, let's go. I feel that was a tarnished win. I wouldn't be happy about that. I wouldn't want, and likewise, if somebody had died,
yeah, I wouldn't want to win, to win by two.
No, I wouldn't be happy with that. I wouldn't consider it a moral win.
Michael Owen has came out and said that he died for two. Well, yeah, well, for the ultra time win against
he played for it.
Yeah, he made more of a contact. Yeah.
Okay, so do you agree with that? That's what I'm saying.
The thing is, I think why players do that is because to make sure the ref gives it, basically. They make more of it, so the ref
but
actually
realises. If you're going to start giving out cards, right? So the difference between Michael Owen was touched in the World Cup game against Argentina, went down but made more of it, and then if he wasn't touched at all and went down. How is a ref going to distinguish between that?
Well, that's the problem. It's difficult. There's more shades of grey than Dan Silver's favourite book. I mean, it is quite ridiculous that... I think blatant diving is the worst thing, but then, yeah, how do you say if someone has had a bit of contact, who's to say that hasn't not been done? Who's to say someone isn't avoiding a foul, trying to save themselves a serious injury? You look at like when Eduardo got his leg broken by Martin Taylor. Who's to say if he hadn't jumped in the air, dived, made a meal of it, might have been a dive, but he wouldn't have got a broken leg. So, yeah.
It's like Beckham. Didn't Beckham jump out of the way of a challenge against Brazil in the same World
he
Cup?
He did, yes.
And I know they
went on to score.
I know that wasn't going to break his ankle or whatever, but that's avoiding injury. And that's what Gareth Bale's basically came out and said a couple of times, where he's basically, all right, well...
You're
not buying that?
I'm not buying that.
There's a difference between
a man up and just get injured.
Yeah, stand in the way of a juggernaut challenge.
There's a difference between avoiding an injury and doing what Gareth Bale did the other week, which was a blatant dive.
100%.
Sean, anything you'd like to...
I don't know, I quite like football as it is, to be honest. I used to always think, take money out of the game. But then when we did the show with...
Sean's brother.
John Moore, was it? The student fellow.
Yeah.
There were some interesting opinions on that, and I think we all came to the conclusion that since, especially in the Premiership, since the influx of money from the in the Premier League era, the quality of football has improved, football experience has improved, and so, yeah, I don't know. I was at a loss for something at all.
I'll put two things. One, Edgar Davids, he can fuck right off.
he's a nice bloke though.
Nah, the reason being, it was international weekend, so I thought, Jules are top of the league, they've got a home game, we might get some decent write-ups this week. No, because Edgar Davids pitched up at Barnet, he didn't even sit in the dugout, he just sat in the stand with his stupid glasses on.
Oh, they were lovely glasses.
How long is he going to be at Barnet for?
I would give it
till Christmas.
3 months.
He's not going to be there very long, and he probably won't do it all while he's there.
I'll tell you what.
They'll boot out Robson, who's the manager at the moment. They'll put him in as player manager, he'll be fucking rubbish, and then he'll go somewhere
else. Tell you what, podcast listeners, will do a sweepstake. Tweet us how long you think Edgar Davids will be there, and however long he lasts, we'll give a prize to the winner.
It'll be a rubbish prize, but it'll be a prize.
We've given out some great prizes in the past, haven't we?
VHSs and all sorts.
Yeah, there's definitely
best
some videos.
Best of Simply Red CD.
So what's your F1 then, Jim?
Forgot. It'll come back to me.
Go on, Mike, what's yours?
Well, mine actually leads on quite nicely to a report the BBC have done today, which is extortionate pricing in football. I'm sure a lot of the listeners and all you guys have seen the...
I get great value for money at Palace.
Well, as I'm looking, I've actually forgot to put Crystal Palace on the list, I've just realised, but that's because I wouldn't pay anything to go and see them. But obviously Chelsea are the most expensive team to watch in the country for your average day out, which is a pie, a cup of tea, a programme and your cheapest match ticket.
It's not your average day out, is it?
Stewards, that's what I put into Room 101. They're all wankers.
Bit harsh, but yeah. I remember what my other one was. Saying the player's first name and then trying to get the crowd to say the song.
I think Palace may have started that one.
Gillingham have just started it. Really? I don't get into the ground that early, I'll be honest, but I, from what I've read, it's just
too busy having your pie, eating your programme and
definitely. Usually been sick on a road somewhere. With Gillingham, we've got two Charlies. So they say, number four, Charlie. And everyone's like, I don't know which one that is. Number five, Danny, it's just so fucking
you do
shut
this
up.
Before the game, like when they're reading the lineup.
I think they've started
the
doing that.
We do it yeah. after goals. We love a gimmick like that.
Yeah.
Well, see, I remember you tried to do that at United about 10 years ago. I remember going to an open training session, and it was when Beckham was still there.
Busy day for you?
And I was a student. It was the only. I was the only
students.
Person,
get them to.
I was the only person in that ground with my mate shouting David May after they shouted David, and it's just ridiculous and confusing.
David Bernstein. Yes.
There you go.
I don't want it to go now. I'm going to go to a Jules game, and when they say Charlie Chaplin, yes. Adolf Hitler. There's no place called Adolf that played for Chile. Well, I wish there was. But yeah, no, right.
Just the staff by the sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I'd like to put some of the Crystal Palace cheerleaders. What are they called?
The Crystals.
The Crystals. Yeah. Some of them. Some of them are ropey. Do you know what the one that Sean likes? The one
I don't like her so much. No. She's taking her braces off.
It was like there was one fit one on the first video, but she's taking her braces off. She's not as nice anymore. Oh, she was wearing braces. She was probably 16 max.
Someone likes a bit of friction.
Is that been, did you put that on our site, the new Crystal Palace?
I haven't put the new one.
Because the old one was, right, Sean, if you listen to this now, go on to the podcast site. Sean will put.
Freudian slip there.
Sigmund!
That is now, that when you do, when we mention the podcast site, we're now going to call it the podcast site. It's up there with Stone Cold Charlie Austin. Go on there, and Sean's going to put the latest video up. What are they singing to? Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah, Gangnam Style, yeah. That's right.
Some of them are proper ropey, so let's chuck a few of them
as well. I can only imagine. But, I mean, going back to the ticket pricing, looking at the podcast supported teams, who do you think's the most expensive without looking at the sheets?
You would imagine it would be Man United. I'd say Spurs.
It is Spurs, indeed. You would pay an extra £2.80 to go and watch Spurs for the average game over United.
But what is that, a ticket price, or are you just building it all in?
Ticket pie, programme and cup of tea.
Okay, so I don't really... It's all bullshit.
It's very flawed, isn't it? Yeah, I've not bought a programme since I was 10. Yeah. I've not had a cup of tea again since I was whatever.
Alex, we bring our own thermos.
Yeah. Exactly. But
I had two bovels the other day at Northampton.
Bovril, that's a classic.
And it, on the side of the bovril thing, it just said meat drink. That was it. meat drink. And that was it. Caution, nice. Hot meat drink. Nice. I am drinking meat.
Well, I mean, looking down the list, the one that sticks out for me is the fact that Gillingham, it costs an extra 60 pence for your average day out at Gillingham rather than Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we're
the prices are quite good.
No, they're rubbish, mate. Oh. £21.
Well, the Jules chairman has come out this morning and said, look, we're top of the league. We offer good service.
We're top of the league. We're top of the league. We offer good service. We're ripping you off. Is that what he said?
Something like that, but talking of rip-offs, here's Dan Silva. We've just been talking about the fact that Tottenham
don't
costs
get
more for a day out at Tottenham than most other clubs.
We'll prove it later, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, the reason... Normally, can I just point this out? Normally on the podcast... one or two of us will have a lager. There'll be a couple of ciders, and there'll be
orange juice.
Sometimes one of us brings a Lucozade and just gets
let's get it straight. You,
someone send someone else up to the bar to ask for an empty pint glass
of ice, and then they fill their own bottle of Lucozade in. Today we're all out tonight, so we are all smashing through the lagers, which I like to see. Dan gone to get around for everyone.
Yeah, I think so. Dan, I'll have a lager.
Carlin done. Good work, Dan.
Good
Cheers.
Work.
He's a very nice boy.
Okay,
really.
So yeah.
Dan can't drink lager because of his wheat intolerance.
But no one cares about that. No one cares about what we say to me. Gillingham is £21 on match day for their normal standard prices, which is why. Okay, what's the chairman said? Because I've not seen this. So
I don't know the exact quote, but he's come out. He said that
Paul Scott is quite a bullshy sort of character. Yeah. So he's probably come out and said we're top of the league.
You have a good standard of service at the ground. It's justified. You keep attracting the fans.
Okay. Which is fun, but we're getting 5,000 at home. The last time we were in this division and near the top of the league, our crowds went up from 3,000, this is 95, 96, we had crowds of 3,000 in 1994, and to be fair, we've been success star for a long time, but the crowds went from 3,000 to 8,000, 9,000.
Yeah.
We're now top of the league, and it's the best team we've had in a long, long time. Even though we've been up through the leagues, it's the best team we've had in a good 5, 6, 7 seasons, and we're still only getting 5,000, 5,500 at home.
Yeah.
Because of the prices, like, it is... So what are you saying? Aston Villa.
Yeah. Aston Villa is £28.30. Gillingham's £28.90.
Ridiculous. And they're playing like Man United, Chelsea, Man City, Spurs. Yeah. We're playing Morecambe, Barnet.
Well, that's it. They're also more expensive than, to name a few, Fulham, Wigan, Newcastle. And I mentioned this fact to you beforehand, but Newcastle averaged out £23. Alfreton Town in the conference, £24.20.
It's ridiculous.
I know everybody wants.
Are they not? Are they charging like £10 for a pie or something like that? Because there was a club. What club?
Kidderminster, wasn't it?
Kidderminster in the Conference Premier.
Their pies looked incredible.
Their pies are £4.
£4. Well, they're meant to be gourmet pies.
Well, I found a photo. They are huge. It's the size of this table. It's the size of this table. If you buy one for £4, you're there for two home games. That's what they're doing. They're not stupid. Two weeks later, they'll come round and charge you. Right, you're still here. You have to buy another match ticket now, mate. Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, a few other to mention. The cheapest in the Football League is Sheffield United, £17.20.
Really?
Surprisingly.
Wow, that's good
value. I live in Sheffield.
The cheapest in all of English football is, unsurprisingly, Ebbsfleet United, run by the fans, so £15.50.
Owned by a bunch of blokes on the internet.
Well, exactly. Well,
yeah, Dan, really bad.
When we cheered Dan because he was getting around for everyone, he's come back with a cider for himself.
Yeah, that was quite rude, Dan. That's not very nice.
Yeah.
He was getting hard. Oh, I've just been a meeting for an hour.
Sean Paul float away over here.
the one I found
it's all going off.
The one I found most interesting, Millwall refused to submit any information.
Yeah, they did. I wonder why that was.
Wonder why. Strange. But let's move on to actual football.
Oh, but is this what we talked about?
So far, we've been waiting for your expertise, Dan.
Room 101. Got one?
What? The jumper he's wearing, can we throw that in? Football's room 101. Yeah. In fact, can we get a photo of his striping
that
number?
That can be the photo, yeah.
I'll leave it out.
Have you been in
No, it's the photo.
It's down on my bio sheet notes. So
it's going to get tagged on Facebook.
Have you been in a meeting or have you had a year at sea?
Aye, aye.
But no, the last week's gone very smoothly in football, I'm sure all agree.
It's sailed by, hasn't it, Dan?
Sailed by, literally.
Dan looks like a sailor, so there might be some sailor jokes.
And also some sodomy jokes. But
anyway, back to our anchor, Mike.
Yes. Zero, dear, you're up with Chris.
I saw a porthole and I went right for it.
So, thoughts on England in the last week?
Deck me in a minute.
San Marino, Poland.
Pretty boring, wasn't it, all round?
Yeah. Yeah. Very exciting.
What you come to expect from England?
It says it all, when the most exciting thing is someone doing a belly flop in a puddle.
So, going back to the San Marino game. What was your attendance? 85,000?
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is the commentator went at that point. He said, you wouldn't believe it, but there's actually 85,000 people in Wembley right now. And it was deathly silent.
After we scored, I think the atmosphere got a little bit better.
Tickets were sold. I think it was only the corporate.
We were 3-0 up, and it was just silent.
Yeah,
but it's
a different crowd to what you'll get from most.
I mean, 20 minutes in, you had a Mexican wave.
What was he doing there? He didn't support either team. Don't let him in.
Mexicans
out. Room 101, Mexicans. Get him in. Where do they come from, all these Mexicans? What was the attendance? 85,000 people for a game against the worst team in the world is phenomenal.
It was cheap tickets, wasn't it?
You've only got to look at the fact we had 70,000 for Ukraine and 50,000 for Sweden.
Yeah, well, the fact they put the tickets, which is what we're saying, clubs will get bigger attendances if their tickets are right. They did a very good marketing campaign, although it did make me laugh because the FA sent an email to me as an England fans member which said the game you cannot afford to miss. San Marino at home. I think I can afford to miss.
Yeah.
But the idea was they were selling it for like £25. All the games makers at the 2012 Olympics, they were all sent an individual email to their email address from the FA, offered a ticket, one of the really good tickets, for £20, 12 pence. From the FA.
I thought
that was really good, and they had about 3,000-4,000 people take that offer up, which was amazing.
It's actually interesting that they didn't include the prices at Wembley in that ticketing, because even with the tickets,
but they differ so much from a playoff final for League 2 to a playoff final for the Championship.
Well, it's
a
price
always about
ticket.
£8, to be fair.
Well, exactly, you're going to be paying about £300 anyway when you've got a pie, a programme and a cup of tea. Plus there's £25 ticket.
Still lots of toilets, they do like to point out lots of toilets.
And
I think fair play to the FA
smoking for me,
though. My standout performance of the week is the FA for doing that. £20, £12. Someone's obviously thought that. Think, why don't we offer that to the games makers? And they got like 3,000-4,000 of them in, so well done.
Yeah.
Right. A lot better than the X Factor. Who said, let's do it for. Oh, I'll stop talking about X Factor, sorry. Yeah.
Moving on to the other game, the Poland game, though, isn't it? You see all the fuss about the sleeping pills and all the. And the Pro Plus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I'm not
breaking news.
Go on.
Ashley Cole has been fined £90,000 over his twats tweet.
Yeah.
90 grand, that's a lot.
Well, it's from Eurosport.
That is literally
breaking news.
Just breaking news. Just
well, unfortunately, this will be live in about 5 hours' time, so it's not breaking news, but we're reacting to breaking news.
Well,
so,
I suppose you could, well, anyway. Yeah. But now, yeah, well, then we can start talking about John Terry then. If we're going to talk about fines, we're going to talk about that. We might as well talk about John Terry admitting that accepting the FA ban.
Yeah, but he's actually coming out with quite a.
But he's always said that. He's always said that he said the words.
Yeah.
But he said that he was calling him an effing whatever because he was like, "What do you mean effing? I've never said that."
He's actually quite unaccepted. He was wrong to use those words in
that
any
language.
Context.
Yeah. Right. He's now said he said he accepts the ban. He's not going to fight it, which I think is definitely the best thing he could do.
It's very intelligent. Someone told him to do that because John Terry has a
someone definitely told him to do that.
Yeah.
He's got a history of. Not accepting when he's wrong, has he?
But he's got nothing to lose now, has he? His reputation's in the gutter.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already retired from international duty, so he might as well just cut his losses.
See, the four games he's missing, though. It's Spurs, United in the league and the cup, and then Swansea, I think it is. Four big games.
Yeah,
well, three. And Spurs. Yes. Silence. Why is that silence?
I'm just trying to.
If I was hosting, there would not be any silence.
If you
there's
were
never
hosting,
any silence
then,
when you're around.
Well, there should not be silence.
Well, no, we've kind of reached a crossbow because we stopped talking about England. We started talking about this. So, what else have we seen from the Euros?
Northern Ireland. That's
yeah, on that note, which I thought was really nice. Did you see this about Oliver Norwood?
Yeah.
You read about this? Little Oliver Norwood.
Yeah.
Little
Oliver Norwood.
Former United player.
Yeah,
absolutely. It was, it was Ronaldo's 100th cap for Portugal. And there was all a big clamour of who was going to get his shirt for the Northern Ireland team.
Right.
However, thanks to Rio Ferdinand, young Oliver Norwood, who plays for Huddersfield Town, a couple of days before, he'd phoned up Rio Ferdinand.
How does he know Rio? Do you know?
Because they're United, and they've got the same agent. So he's phoned Rio and gone and said, "Don't suppose you can sort me out getting Ronaldo's shirt out for him?"
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah. I bet Johnny Evans was kicking himself that he didn't think
to
do that.
That was it. And before the game, Ronaldo introduced himself and said, "Don't worry, spoke to Rio, shirt's yours, don't worry about that." Oh, and then after the game, it's brilliant. After the game, obviously, Ronaldo was a bit miffed having drawn one all. And, and he still made sure a few of the lads went over trying to get a shirt. He said, "No, I promised it to Oliver Norwood."
Who got his shorts?
Yeah. No idea.
Because you know Rooney gave his shorts away to a Savarese player.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Did he?
So
really?
The player came over and did the same thing. Oh, can I have your shirt? Gave him his shirt. Oh, I want his shirt. Got my shorts. Yeah.
Did he drop his shorts on the pitch?
Yeah.
It got a bit dodgy when an old woman came over and gave him his underwear back.
Oh, yeah, so that's one of those nice footballing stories, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he going
to? Anyway, actually, back to John Terry.
Actually, I've got a quick nice footballing story about Ronaldo as well. Years ago, when he was started playing for his local team, they had some scouts apparently at his local team. He had a good friend playing up front with him, and basically they said whoever scores a goal.
You said quick.
Yeah,
because Ronaldo's quick, and your story's very, very long.
Wait, you stopped it now. Right. So basically, they said whoever scores goals gets a troll at Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah, that's where he started.
So basically, as it goes on, his friend was one-on-one with the goalkeeper and apparently passed it. It was easy to score, but passed it for Ronaldo, he scored. He obviously got the contract with Sporting Lisbon.
So Ronaldo's only a footballer because his mate passed to him?
Possibly.
Yeah, he would never would have made it.
His mate said, well, the reason why I don't, because he is actually a better footballer than me. But now he actually has paid for his house, his car, and his kids to go to school.
So that's worked out right for him.
That's worked out.
He's not much of an arsehole, I think he is.
But how does that man feel? He's now a massive charity case.
I would accept that. Ronaldo's
just coming, patting him on the head. Oh,
Do
you want a car?
Except for Ronaldo's car. Speaking of cars, this worked out really well.
We are motoring through.
We are motoring through. Going back to the England game, it was during the England game, half time. One of our followers, Sooth. Yep. Who it's at Sooth is a tweet, tweeted the podcast,
Pavka saying, spotting the Vauxhall van commercial.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely another absolute touch from Vauxhall. They are good at doing some cheeky ads. All part of their halftime, or no, I think it was pre-game ad, sorry, was doing the new Vauxhall van. That tagline was, with a roof that shuts in just 19 seconds.
Yeah. Brilliant.
That was a great spot from Sooth there, and a great little dig from
Fair
Vauxhall.
Play to whoever's turned that around.
Right, yeah. I'm getting a whole round in. Mike, what do you want?
I'm going to have a pack of Carlin.
Carlin, free Peronis.
Yeah.
Hey. Thanks, mate. Dad, what's that?
So, any other standout performances from the weekend?
There was Neymar.
Neymar played his
200th game for Santos. Bearing in mind, the kid's only about 12 still, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's played his 200th game for Santos, and he scored an absolutely blinding
Did we hear the story behind it?
No.
Neymar, one night before played for Santos, had turned out for Brazil in Poland against Japan. How they managed to play...
He played for Brazil in Poland against Japan.
Yeah. Well, how they managed to play a game in Poland, because obviously you couldn't play games in Poland.
No, absolutely not.
But he played, scored twice in the 4-0 victory over Japan, flew back to Brazil to play for Santos, and scored a stunning individual goal. Right,
this goal, is, honestly, I now need to learn to describe better.
Yeah, you really do.
So it will be poor.
Get this one right.
But the ball, he's about 40 yards out.
Better.
Thank you. Right, 42 yards out.
Thank you.
And the ball's come into his feet, back to goal. He's done a back heel.
Who's this, sorry, because I've just said
Neymar.
Okay.
On his 200th appearance for Santos.
Yep.
Wearing the number 200 shirt, by the way.
I quite like the touch. I like that.
The ball's, speaking of a nice touch, ball's come into his feet. He's done a cheeky back heel, nutmegging the defender that's coming towards him, turned, another geezer's come in for a tackle, nipped it past him, jumped that challenge, gone past another geezer, faked a shot, and then faked the pass.
Stick that on the website, box, mate.
Stuck it on the left hand
corner. Put it on the website.
Honestly.
Explain website to them.
Wonderful, wonderful goal on his 200th
appearance. Bearing in mind, that's probably after about a 15-hour flight.
Yeah.
So he's played like a day between.
No, not even a day between. He played the next day.
Yeah. Next.
I mean, this kid is something. I mean, yeah. I really hope he comes to the Premier League. Soon.
I really do. Yeah. Not to Chelsea. Even
Spain, to be fair, just so we get more coverage of him. Because he is just. I mean, that goal was breathtaking.
Or
really
the next one channel. Just. I wish the channel would pick up South American football. So I'd love to watch the Argentinian Brazil.
Well, you can, I think, on ESPN. Channel 5 and ESPN late at night.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That's serious, isn't that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth looking into, but...
I think some more nice news as well, which we read this morning.
It's a nice show today.
Apart
from the bullying of you and Jim, as always.
Yes,
and John Terry.
But St James's Park reinstated, the name reinstated. Yeah.
By that lovely
company, Wonga, the high-interest short-term loan.
Well, that's not... Yeah, that's not the...
Heartwarming.
Yeah, that's not the nice bit. But it is... I think it's nice to see St James's Park. But it's a very
intelligent touch by whoever at Wonga has... thought about it.
Oh, cheers, mate.
I think it was that old granny in the advert.
Five drinks. You can tell we fucking work in Canary Wharf. How much do you reckon?
£18.
And, more expensive than the Jill's home ticket?
we'll see what we can get for value.
£24.
Yeah, okay, but we know Canary Wharf. If you're listening to this, wherever you are, how much would you have to pay for five drinks in your local pub?
Tweet it or just
think about it now. Think you've got it, okay?
Yeah.
£22.85.
£22.85, you could have gone and seen Inverness Caledonian Thistle in the Scottish Premier League, Plymouth Argyle, Huddersfield Town, Sheffield United.
For an extra 15p, you could have gone to Newcastle.
Yeah, an extra 15p, you could have gone to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Elgin City, the cheapest team in the...
So, and I would have got a match ticket,
a programme, a cup of tea, and a pie.
And Newcastle United. And what am I... You guys won't even buy me a beer back.
That's the worst part.
That's because we're all off to Newcastle.
Yeah, who are they playing on? Sunderland. Sorry to rudely interrupt. Carry on your
conversation. Did you see what happened at half-time between the Chile and Argentina game?
I didn't, no, but I'm intrigued.
I heard about this, but...
Very, very, very professional from the... from the linesman.
Really, really, really cold stadium there, Chile.
I heard it gets up.
Was it quite spicy? that doesn't even make sense.
Chili's quite spicy.
Did they make mincemeat of them?
No.
Yeah, well, I like that. I'm loving that one.
Did that for the beans, though?
Did the other con, did the other con carnival?
Anyway, at half time, the Lino, as Lionel Messi was walking off to, for the half time team talk.
Did he try and stop shorts with it?
No, I wish he did. The Lino.
Oh,
the
very Rice.
Let's just call this a day.
Sorry, I'm sorry about that.
Anyway, yes, done, go.
No, the Lino's grabbed Messi for a half time quick picture on the side of the pitch. Yeah, at half time, not even after the game. He's posed for a quick picture with Messi at half time. Brilliant.
He had his phone on him, the linesman.
I don't know, all you see is Messi and the linesman posing for a picture. I don't even know who's taking the picture. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, I have to say, my standout performance, and this one is for friend of the show, Carl Lawson.
We've got you can't go further than Northern Ireland getting a draw.
Well,
Portugal,
that is a standout.
Sweden coming back against
Sweden against Germany.
Who's scoring it?
4-4.
I saw it was 4-3. I didn't actually know it was a 4-4.
Can go further.
Mine is further.
Who did you say?
Mine's just pandering to Carl. Is the
reggae boys?
To the final round.
Not the reggae boys, with Jamaica.
Not the reggae boys.
No. Don't like that tag.
Well, Jamaica.
I like how it's now we're Jamaica. Yeah.
Well, we're like it.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, Jamaica are due to the final round of qualifying for the World Cup in CONCACAF, along with the USA, Mexico, Costa Rica, Honduras and Panama.
So what does that mean? They're in a playoff now.
That means there's now another group stage where they each play.
With how many teams, sorry?
Six teams. The top three go through, the fourth goes into a qualifying playoff.
Again. So, States, Jamaica, Mexico, Costa Rica,
Honduras and Panama.
Panama, they must have done quite a lot.
Panama have done very well together.
There's about four people in Panama, isn't there?
Something like that. They all wear hats as well.
To finish above Canada is really good.
Well, Canada kind of shot themselves in the foot.
They don't have Paul Pescas as a leader anymore.
Canada conceded 10 goals.
Canada just shot themselves in the foot. The Bears will be happy. Yeah. That's usually the other way around. So.
What is going on today? Canada conceded 10 goals, two of which were against Panama when they lost 2-0. They lost 8-1 to Honduras.
They're rubbish.
Four clean sheets.
Was Wilson playing?
Palacios.
I'm not sure if Palacios was playing. I don't know. I know Carlos Costa has been playing
for
them.
Where is Palacios now?
Stoke.
Injured.
He's gone to Waterworld for the day. It's a great indoor swimming centre. I'd recommend it. If you're ever in Stoke, definitely go to Waterworld.
And have an oat cake as well. Do you know what an oat cake is?
It's a cake. It's a traditional Staffordshire
wrap. Yeah. It's like a wrap with everything you'd ever have in a breakfast in a wrap.
Nice.
Yeah, it's incredible. Nice. We had
and
a guy.
It's called an oat cake.
Oat cake, yeah. And their fanzine is called the Oat Cake. Well known fanzine for Stoke.
Anyone from Staffordshire, please let us know why it's called an oat cake.
Did we mention the pies, by the way? We mentioned the massive pies.
Yeah. Oh, the pies are incredible.
Kidderminster. Podcast day out at Kidderminster.
Just for the pies.
Although, can I just mention, we are having a podcast day out at Kingstonian. AFC Wimbledon versus
Chelsea.
I need a win.
Taxi mistake.
Jim, he's left his iPhone. It'll be going into the river in a second.
Jim bought the last four tickets for the game.
I'm not going.
And didn't bother inviting Mike.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
Oh well. To be fair, you do work on a different floor, Mike.
Oh, that's fair enough.
No communication with Mike.
Given my own section of the show, I have to wait until Jim's busy to jump in and help. I mean, come on, this is taking the piss.
Speaking of taking the piss,
there they are.
The links are seamless.
Think of this. I saw something. I think it was last Friday. Actually, it was greedy asked last week's show, but it's something that is just magnificent, right?
He solved it. That's right. I can sack off Lance.
Lance, if you want to come, you've got to.
When is it? You have to tell me. We'll discuss.
A week's out.
Not this Saturday, but next.
I'm not actually around.
Always the same. Well, you picking up your girlfriend from the airport. You always. If you ask Mike Coxon out on a weekend, now I'm picking up my girlfriend from the airport.
I'm actually going to be a Greyhound track that day. So
okay, fair enough.
For my girl.
It'll be lovely. Yeah.
Anyway,
but anyway,
who is taking the piss?
From one dog to another.
Indonesian schoolboys.
Oh yeah.
Who have come up with a new game called Fireball.
Well, and I have to say, last week we thought we found the hardest man in the world, that rugby league player who
We're wrong.
This is a bizarre sport that is popular in boarding schools across East Java in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Where coconuts. Not even footballs.
It's a bit of a footballing hotbed, isn't it?
It's disgraceful. Coconuts are soaked in flammable liquid for 2 days before being ignited and kicked about barefooted for players for 60 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Right? A lot of preparation as well. It's not just like
Gareth Bale goes down if someone goes near
him. It says some boys at the game in Kadiri prayed not to get burnt before heading to the pitch. And match organiser Ali Kayar said, "We make a fireball to test the guts of the students."
That's not bad. That's really going to ignite a game, isn't it?
It would have been better if he just said banter. That would have been better.
And the manager will get him in half time, give him the third degree if they're not winning. Burns.
Yeah, we've got it.
Yeah. Well, making sure for Carl.
Speaking of fight.
Why every week? Why do you give a dig at Carl? Yeah.
Sorry, Carl.
Speaking of fires at the football, did anyone see Senegal Ivory Coast?
Oh, I did.
Jesus Christ.
Senegal have now been banned.
They had to get the away fans onto the pitch to have a police cordon round the fans.
Well, I saw a picture of a rather comely young lass from Ivory Coast being winched onto the pitch. That's a polite way of saying she was a bit fat.
Too many oatcakes.
I mean, it's crazy. Senegal were going to go out anyway, so I don't think.
Yeah, they're losing. 6-2,
weren't they? 6-2 on aggregate, yeah. I mean, unless El Hadji Diouf had some up his sleeve. Yeah. Assuming a petrol bomb.
or a pocket of spit.
I mean, but in news on the African Nations Cup, one of my standout performances has to be Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Who, small islands just off Africa.
I thought she was a model.
But most of their best players go and play for the nation. So Nani is from Cape Verde. And Henrik Larsson was... Patrick Vieira's mum's from there.
They could have a great
Jorge Andrade used to play there. There's a couple of lads in the current Portuguese squad.
Well, it is former Portuguese colony.
Was Lee Dixon from there originally as well?
Tony Cascarino was.
He said he was. He was actually playing at the weekend. But they've knocked Cameroon out and qualified for their first ever African Nations.
Bloody hell.
I'm supporting them in African Nations.
So do we know, have they got players
from Cape Verde Island then, Jerome?
Yes, I've got...
Have they got players playing in
well, it's interesting,
established
leagues?
Well,
the majority of their players aren't. No, a lot of their players are still playing in the Cape Verde League. They've got a few players, I think, in Belgium, which I believe is where Cape Verde players come from anyway.
That is absolutely amazing.
They've got a lot playing for Elche in Spain, I think.
Have they knocked Cameroon out?
Altogether. They've qualified Cameroon and not going
that's
to
fantastic.
The African Nations. Albeit Cameroonian football is in the doldrums at the moment.
I think they still play Rigobert Song, didn't they?
Roger Miller's up front.
He was about 45 when he doesn't do much.
He just dances by the corner. They don't tell him that he's not actually.
I'm glad you flagged that up because I didn't say that at all.
Well, fair play. Naughty boys of the week. Let's move on. Apart from the Polish FA.
Serbian FA
as well as the Polish FA. Oh yeah. To be fair, I think the game being called off the rain is a lot worse than racially abusing and attacking them horribly.
But apparently it was all Danny Rose's fault.
I can't believe I mean, those monkey gestures, you just don't want to see them in football.
I mean, he's a horrible nasty player, that Danny Rose.
Can we get the clip that I sent around this morning? Can we get that on the
I think it's fairly conclusive. That clip, isn't it?
And there's not been that many views of it yet.
I didn't realise Danny Rose could make that much noise.
I'm going to play devil's advocate though, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And just purely going to play devil's advocate. You do hear, hoo, right?
Yeah.
Right? That might be, what they chant, that might be their.
Well, my dad can chant Vashu style, like, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. Do you know what I mean?
I will play devil's advocate a bit more.
I'm purely playing.
Who's the player that goes to the back to the subs bench as well after all the players go down the tunnel?
We'll have to put this on the website
because you need to see it. And it's not had that many views. So basically, what we're talking about is it's some video footage, obviously taken from an iPhone or some such,
from the Serbian end, behind the England dugout, basically. Yeah. And you can see exactly what happened. You can actually see him kicking the ball, getting sent off, and then walking down a tunnel. So it's very, very interesting footage. But so what were you going
to
say?
I mean, to play devil's advocate as well, I mean, the greatest thing about our country is that we're probably the most multicultural country in the world, and it is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I will argue about that with anyone, any day, happily.
Probably the problem is, history of,
Serbia is not a multicultural country. No. Then they are...
Fair enough.
They've had a lot more political strife in recent times. Yeah. They don't understand the whole dynamics of race to the same extent that we do, because we're exposed to it every day.
Obviously, because of their history, they're
it's
very
difficult
nationalistic.
For us to
and also, Danny Rose was behaving in a vulgar manner as well. By winning a football game 1-0.
Completely out of line, Danny Rose.
Well, we were talking about this, sorry. I said, look, maybe that they know that they are completely guilty. And they're thinking the only way that they can... They're fucked no matter what. I mean, they might as well try and fight it to try and get out of it a bit. Like, they know they're fucked. That's why they're contesting it.
But I mean, you would hope what we could do more is educate Serbian football about multiculturalism and about other backgrounds. And I know they've had a very checkered past in the last 20 years. Everything's gone on in the Balkans. But
or is it a bit like a bully? You know, like at school, they said like, if you're ever bullied by a school, you should just go up to the bully and smack him in the face and then he wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Well, you want us to go and smack Serbian in the face.
Well, I'm not saying necessarily.
I mean, to be honest, watching the clip, as an England fan, watching the clip was horrible because
I was watching it live.
It wasn't even just the fans, it was the way that the Serbian players and the coaching staff particularly. I say next time we play
see Steve Wigley game.
Next time we play
Serbia at home, play it at Millwall.
Yeah,
and I know Millwall have got a reputation for their racism, but that's probably one or two fans out of 8,000. Play it at Millwall, tell the Millwall fans, right, show them that video, say, right, this is what they did to our black players, this is what they did to the coaching staff, and this is what they did to the England.
Yeah.
Stick England in Millwall shirts.
Yeah. It would be absolutely brilliant because those Serbian players, then they see an atmosphere. Because say what you want about Millwall, and they have this racism tag to them, and it's a couple of very sure it is. If you showed that to the average Millwall fan, they would be exactly like all of us. Defend the nation, defend your players.
But what started it? Like, what started it? Was it just scoring the
goal?
It was a nasty atmosphere anyway. But what started the Serbian players starting?
Well, when Danny Rose went in from the fans
at the final whistle,
which was really giving Neville in from the scouts.
Right.
It's really giving.
No,
he'd reported racial abuse even before the game had kicked off when he was warming up.
He
told Steve Wigley about it.
It is terrible. Yeah. It is absolutely terrible.
Are you going to charge us as well?
Yeah, no idea.
They have charged all the players.
Yeah,
Let's be honest, if we'd won the game and the players had just walked straight off the pitch, this probably wouldn't have happened. Right, you've said that they've reported the racial abuse before that, but the incident that then led to that wouldn't have happened
if
they had. I don't know, you've won in the last minute, you're not going to not celebrate that goal, it's impossible. But they have had some sort of input in the way. And obviously, if he's getting that much stick, I don't blame him for wanting to...
Did you see what's called for 90 minutes?
Did you see what Phil Neville said? He said that the staff and players should have just walked off, should have refused to play. Yeah. What do you think about that? Do you think
that's legitimate?
That's a fair point. And Paul Ince was quite vocal on it because his son was playing and stuff like that. Yeah. And you can sort of see that attitude, but then... Play him on a pitch. Yeah, exactly. Play him on the pitch because if that had happened, we probably would have got kicked out of tournament.
Yeah, and also that's sort of letting them win.
Yeah, that's just what I said
30 seconds ago. Yeah,
I wasn't listening.
Fight. Steve Wigley's going to run into the pub. Dead by.
I would love to have seen who it was that he was after.
Have you seen Danny Rose's dad has come out and said, "Give my boy a pat on the back." Hats off to him, fair play. He used a load of cliches, it was ridiculous.
At the end of the day, it was a game of two halves.
Danny deserves all the credit in the world for standing up to the racists.
No, fair enough.
Brilliant, I'm glad he's so candid.
Moving on to fans. And kind of naughty boys.
Fans. Like Oasis.
Oasis.
No,
Elbow.
for diving.
Is that elbow?
No, abandoned.
You're such a twat. Sorry, Joe.
I love how £90,000 fine.
I love how current you all are. The three bands you can come up with are Oasis, Blur,
Status Quo. That's
Rolling Stones, Guns N' Roses. Right, Ryan Bertrand. Right, yep. Ryan Bertrand for getting in trouble for his tweet. Right, yes. Now I was chatting to, I think I was chatting to my old man about this. I think
he probably wasn't listening.
No, probably not.
You're smashing your
mummy. I'm really, really.
I'm sorry.
He's really.
Oh wait, no. To be fair, Jim thought you said speaking of pans. You know they are pans people.
My mum and dad broke up over 20 years ago.
It's just so sort of subject. And this is how Dan finds out that they're getting back together.
Yeah. And this is how you tell me.
Sometimes the podcast seems a bad idea. Too much lager.
This is what
too
happens
quickly.
When Jimmy's drinking Lucas.
He had 1.5 beers.
Nah, it's from last night. Trust me.
Anyway, Ryan Bertrand. I really like what the kid did, right? I really like the fact that he definitely shouldn't have sworn. Fucking shut up, you two.
Sorry, me and Sean are both basically just saying that we're both pissed now. Right. Because of last night.
He should not have sworn in that tweet, cast, right?
No.
But I really like the fact that he's come out and said, report, you know, there's the whole thing about England players, yeah. Like young England. Well, Patrick Vieira said the other week about England, young
Love
England players
desire.
Don't want to have a desire. And he said, and basically the FA had reported that he'd pulled out of the England squad with a sore throat. Exactly. Yeah. Now, and I'd have the needle as well. If someone said, like, because people had gone, oh, Ryan Bird, like, what a twat, he's pulled out from with a bit of a sore throat. So he's come onto Twitter and it's tried to, obviously he's got angry about it, and he's trying to make it.
The key thing is he swore, didn't he?
Absolutely. I completely agree, he shouldn't have sworn.
Yeah.
But the I really like the fact he's like, I don't you dare for 1 second think that I'm not playing because I'm sore throat. I've been really ill.
Did he say, like, that's the dream?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every schoolboy's dream to play for England.
And I really liked it, and he's a muppet for swearing because that was the only bit that he did wrong.
I thought every schoolboy's dream was to meet Jimmy Savile.
Oh, school girl.
Yeah.
Zero, dearie me.
But yeah, I really like that about Ryan. It's a shame he'll get in trouble for swearing, but apart from that,
it's
I think
it seems like a grounded fellow. Like, that kind of humanises him slightly, doesn't it? Because obviously footballers, they've got all this money that you kind of feels like.
Spell it out, Sean.
He's come off. He's come off Twitter
words.
As well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, have you seen the FA Code of Conduct that they've just brought in, which now bans them from tweeting within 24 hours of game?
Really?
Yeah. The FA Code of Conduct. It's also got rules about the amount of video games they're allowed to play. Before a game, they're not allowed to tweet 24 hours before a game.
But, I mean,
I bet the England players are pretty pissed. They missed out on a whole days of tweeting, so that game was called off.
Yeah.
And did you see as well, while we're talking about that, just quickly, they all of them took a load of Pro Plus. Oh, you said it already. They're there to take.
Now he's not being listened to, eh, Dan?
He wasn't here, he was getting around him.
Oh, fine.
Anyway, but no, I was speaking to...
Blasted! Keep drinking your drink.
On that note, though, again, I was speaking to my old man, who obviously has not got any... he doesn't get Twitter. He does not get Twitter at all, right? It's not his generation to get it at all. I was trying to explain to him that I really like Twitter when it comes to that sort of thing, because it feels like you were talking about humanising him. Yeah,
before you got excited.
But speaking. I really like Twitter, and the fact that if it's used correctly and it's used right by footballers, it gives you that link to modern day footballers.
Exactly.
My old man didn't used to have that. There was much more of a connection between football players and fans back in the day, back when he was a kid.
Exactly.
Whereas nowadays, but nowadays we don't have that. And I like Twitter, and that's why I really hope it doesn't, like, they don't get banned from it, or doesn't get because it gives you a little insight into like the modern day football players that you don't get on a stupid press conference.
It's nice to know now that modern day footballers are playing FIFA all afternoon with my boys, lol.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, fantastic. That's the insight we need into the game.
And I wish that's what I was doing.
Any more for any more?
Have we mentioned the Ireland game yet?
We haven't.
Republic.
No.
No,
good win, 4-1 over
Republic.
The Faroes. Yeah, fair play to them.
Yeah. But there wasn't. What didn't Faroes score?
Yeah,
when it went to 2-1.
No, they weren't. No, Ireland went 2-0.
And it went to 2-1. I switched over and I saw 2-1. I was like, they're having a close go with the Faroes.
There was another Ireland game, wasn't there?
Ill Trapper.
Yeah, a bit of a humping.
With Republic, and obviously with the Germany game, I'm not Republic of Ireland fan. We have got any people tweeting in your opinions on this, but I get the feeling that it was a good opportunity after the Euros for Trapattoni. However, to say to Trapattoni, like, well done, like, because he did do amazingly.
The problem is, right before the Euros, or whatever,
he signed a deal.
He signed a longer deal.
Which I think
apparently Harry Redknapp wants a job. Did you read that as well? Yeah, I read that.
I might be interested, I don't know, you know.
Can I just say, it's terrible the amount of puns we use that when you said, I get the feeling, all I could think of was Ireland's 90s defender, Terry Phelan. If it was a pun.
What a feeling.
We've got that Terry feeling.
But now I'm done.
I like that.
Oh, that Terry feeling.
I'm done with that now.
Hey, yes.
There we go. He's a bit keen.
I'm very keen for an FA Cup update.
Given. Oh, yeah. Oh dear. Yeah, well, on that note,
you're such a has-been.
Hey.
Are you having that? That genuine laughter.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That was genuine laughter.
FA Cup.
Oh, FA Cup, yeah, that's right. That's what we were talking about. This weekend.
Sure, wake up, lad. What's this weekend?
No, it's coming up on Saturday. Hastings versus Blackley and whatever they're called.
Big team.
Oh, Hackley and whatever they're called.
Blackley and Bingo.
Exactly, and where the hell
is
my name?
It's the last preliminary round. The team, if they win that game, they're in the FA Cup first round proper, which is at 2:30 PM on ITV1.
That's right.
Well, did Blackley beat San Marino in the last round?
I think so. It's the first time they've been in their entire history, Blackley.
Yeah.
Dan, the draw is on at 2:30 PM on Sunday. I don't know if they've got a live game before that. I think they might have.
I don't think they will. They won't qualify. They'll go first round.
Yeah.
It's a real big opportunity for both sides to potentially draw, get on TV and draw a league.
Get a Sheffield United or a Portsmouth.
There is some big clubs in there.
Probably League One and League Two.
Or you can go to Gillingham and spend your gear's budget.
Sean Ray, player manager and Hastings.
Bradley Goldberg.
Goldberg.
So in this podcast, you've done the Harry Redknapp impression and managed to slip in some WWE references.
Well, it was actually WCW,
It is correct.
Goldberg was originally WCW.
Stop talking about wrestling.
Yes, on that note.
One other thing from me, I saw this, the Real FA Cup went to a Met Police game. And the Met Police come out to in the second half. They came out to I Fought the Law and the Law Won. I fought the law and the law won.
What was the result?
I'm not sure. I think Met Police went through, but well done to again the Real FA Cup, and follow them this weekend, guys, at the Real FA Cup, because it's
one leg on the cup.
One last very quick note, we've got a Heart update from young Daniel.
Yes, we do. Melbourne Heart, great start to the season. Obviously, last week, remember, with a 2-1 win over Victory in the derby. Not a bad week, but not a great week. It was a 1-1 draw of Wellington Phoenix this week at home. Wellington Phoenix they're above and beyond on goal difference. But Heart are sitting pretty in third, 4 points from six. Unfortunately, it was Hart went 1-0 up. But
who scored?
Somebody.
Elba Badge?
He's not there anymore.
He's a Red Star Belgrade.
Why did he lie?
Stop it. Anyway, no, unfortunately, it went 1-0 up, and Simon Colosimo.
Colosimo.
Was sent off for a deliberate handball. And which gave away a pen. Shut up, Sean.
They scored from the pen.
Well, Paul Ifield scored from the pen.
Did he? He's still there.
The big news for Hart is that they've signed Vince Grella.
I saw this.
Palmer and Torino. But do you know what? He is. I mean, it's a big news for the Heart. They're really excited about it. No, he's a defensive midfielder. But the lad's only played. I think he's worse than Darren Anderson when it comes to sick note. He's only made 282 appearances in his entire career in 16 years.
That's ridiculous.
In his last 2 years of his contract at Blackburn, He only made 9 appearances because of injuries.
That's so, definitely about 260 more than Stuart Taylor has ever played. So, yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a good sign. It's a lot of experience they've got there in the heart of midfield, so it'll be a good sign for them. And to be honest, and it's
in the heart of midfield.
And it's a big big game coming up this week.
I don't know what that means.
You definitely don't want a fucking blind date with that.
No.
Right?
That's
terrible.
Big game coming up this weekend is playing Perth Glory, who.
Can you just explain? A nice bar girl drops some sauces.
You say nice girl.
Well, she's not nice. She's horrific.
Sure big game this weekend with Perth Glory, who humped them 5-0 in pre-season. And it led to
they play the teams they're playing.
Yeah, weird,
strange.
And Perth Glory, who knocked out of the finals last year. So big game this weekend. Good luck to the Hearts.
Go on, Hart. Come on, Melon.
On that note, I think we'll wrap it up. Contact us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. You can get us on Facebook.
Go on the site as well.
Go on the website. Yeah.
Someone's going to have to tell me what that's all about.
Facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Any complaints, where do you go?
Simon. Always the same.
Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. It's been lovely. See you next week.
Cheers.
Oh, I've just spilled a beer in my eye.
You're gonna
stop recording. Yeah, well, this is it. I'll have to pause this later.
No, I think we leave this on so we can see what an idiot you are.
This is a great way to start.
No, we're not doing that.